If you pay. Well, I'll think about it, baby Danny.
I want to see you there.
I'll try. I'll try to get out there. It's awfully expensive. Some might call it a ripoff, baby Danny.
And then he's going to put my placenta on eBay.
Oh, wow. That'll fetch a lot of money, I'm sure. You're going to be a very, very good boy.
I've heard my daddy say, here's the things he loves most in life.
Right?
He loves... my mommy.
Right, your mommy. Your real mommy. Your non-surrogate mommy.
My brothers and sisters.
Yeah, brothers and sisters, yeah.
The Washington Redskins.
That's good, the Washington Redskins.
But most of all, he loves the dumb suckers who pay inflated prices to watch a bad team. And he wants to go number one over there.
Wow, well, we got some insight today. So he likes the suckers more than anybody else.
That's who he loves.
Yeah, we call those the fans, baby Danny.
At night when he goes to bed, he says, God bless wife, God bless children, God bless Redskins, and God bless all the stupid season ticket holders. But more importantly, God bless all of the cash I've earned off the sweat of my retarded fans.
Very good. Well, that's an incredible insight, baby Danny. Thank
hold on, hold on. Someone's coming in right now.
Oh, okay, be quiet.
Someone's coming in. Hold
we
on.
Might have to break off contact here.
Let's see who it is. Let me put my ear up to my FM's belly.
Do you hear somebody talking?
Yeah, hold on. Let me hear. Who is it? Oh. It's Brett Favre.
Oh, well, I think we're going to have to let you go because I think it's time for another ride in the washing machine.
Oh, Brett.
Oh, dear. All right. Goodbye, baby Danny.
Bye.
Sounds like baby Danny getting right in the washing machine again. Well, that was so wonderful talking
all right,
to
there
Danny.
Is,
listen to all that insight we got there.
Not baby Molly, baby Danny.
Man, oh man, and he blesses the fans every night. Isn't that sweet? That is wonderful. Well, you asked for it. You got your request.
There you go.
An interview with the unborn child of Dan Snyder.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come on, Pebbles. You too, Dino. Daddy's speaking on the radio.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
That's right, God damn
it. Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Right.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yo, I want to know when the next time you guys are going to play here. I'll try to make it last.
Don't know. That's one that just comes up in the rotation every once in a while.
It just creep out.
All right. Can I tell you guys, make you guys laugh?
Well, now, technically, no. Technically, if you want to try to make us laugh, that comes under the heading right now of
joke.
You wanted to tell a joke.
Right. And that means you have to put your phone number on the line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Why not?
All right, hold on a second, please.
All right,
Lisa, get the guy's phone number, and we'll...
That'll be trouble.
They just keep coming.
Call him back.
Is that a little prediction here? That's going to be trouble.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, is anybody in the back room listening to the show today?
Hello?
Really good show.
That would be line six.
Hello?
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much. Hello? Don and Mike?
Speak to us.
All right, now that is a Lorraine line. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh,
hey, guys.
Hi.
What?
Hey, I'm living a Seinfeld episode. I need your help.
All right, go ahead.
I think I bought Buzz's car last night.
Really?
You're kidding.
Did you used to have a 97 black Nissan Maxima?
Why, yes, I did.
And you got it from Browns and Sterling?
Yes, I did.
Does it smell like love? Does it smell like pot?
Yeah, I was calling to see how I get these stains out of the seat and carpet.
Really? Did you really buy Buzz's old car?
Yeah, I did, and I didn't know last night. I was going through the glove box this morning, through the manual and stuff, and they had the, you know, the little tag for two free oil changes at Brown.
Oh, enjoy.
The name at the top was Michael Elston. That can't be Buzz's car.
Use them on me. Use them in good health, sir. Some DJs leave a plaque in the car. I leave stains.
Wow, he's got your car.
Hey, Buzz, you took good care of it, but why were you too cheap to spring for the leather seats?
I think even in your new car, you have cloth seats,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you're not a big leather seat fan?
You just answered your own question, sir. I'm too cheap.
So how is the car running?
It runs great.
Yeah, it does run great.
Did they mention to you the accidents?
No.
Oh, they didn't mention the time that the animal was in the engine?
The animal? No.
How about the fire?
They had to mention the fire back in the days when Buzz was
a pretty heavy smoker.
They did mention the fire.
Oh, good.
They did mention the fire. All right, my friend.
I think they have to.
All right, guys. Love you. Thanks.
Tell you about turning the odometer back?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just let me give you one piece of advice. When that brake goes out, when the brakes go out totally, do not use the emergency brake because it's the whole system that goes down. Try to downshift and find an uphill slope.
And have fun trying to find all 19 secret compartments.
Yeah, I may have left something in the car. If you find it, call me first, not the police.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
How funny is that? The guy bought Buzz's car.
So the salespeople... you should get extra money for your trade. Don't you think? Yeah.
If they're out there saying... he said he discovered it, though, right?
He found it in the glove box.
Right, he found it.
In the glove box. Mm-hmm. That's so funny that back in the day, that was actually a box in the car to put your gloves in.
Put your driving gloves.
Yeah.
And your glove, you put your leather driving gloves in there, and then you'd leave your white gloves in there for evening.
What do you mean old days?
Yeah, the old days. Rob and I still wear our white gloves when we go out.
The guy who wants to tell the joke is on a payphone. That doesn't work.
No, I told you he was trouble.
Yeah. Dave, that doesn't work.
It's a clean joke, man. It's a real good one.
Dave, wait for the next time we do make us laugh, and thanks for listening.
Very good.
Hello, Don, on Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, Don, what's up, buddy?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
How come there's no Mexicans in the Olympics?
Now, sir?
No. That's a joke. That doesn't count.
Again, you're like the other guy. If you really want us to answer that or hear the answer, hold on, please, and give your phone number to Joe.
Okay.
If you tell the joke and we don't laugh, your phone number will be broadcast over the air.
All right, so someone... Robbie, would you do it?
They never learn.
Line 5.
They never learn.
Hello, Don, on Mike's show.
They got it. Yeah, this is Shaggy. I cut off.
Shaggy?
Yeah.
What's Shaggy, the singer or the Scooby-Doo Shaggy?
No, Scooby-Doo Shaggy. I got some things to say about that goddamn dog.
Yes. Is this an accurate impression of
Shaggy? No, it's horrible, and his cell phone is breaking.
All right, well, then I'm gonna move on. Hello, Don, on Mike's show.
Hey there.
Hey, hi. Hi, how you doing, guy? We're doing pretty well.
Hey there.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hey there.
Are you doing anything special this weekend?
Hey there.
Nothing.
Did we celebrate Father's Day?
Hey there.
Oh, he is a father.
You are a father?
Hey there.
Do they live with you?
Hey there.
You got one kid?
Hey there.
Two kids?
Two kids.
Wow.
Two kids.
So, kind of a dull weekend at home?
Hey there.
Yep.
How you doing?
All right. Yeah. Well, try to enjoy yourself. You don't sound like your usual energetic self.
Hey there.
Well, he's not.
You a little tired?
Hey there.
Really? Yeah. A little sleepy? A little logy?
Hey, how you doing, guy? You going to J.O. this weekend?
Hey there.
That always perks him up a little bit.
All right. How about some actual intercourse this weekend?
Hey there.
No way.
All right.
Goodbye. How you doing, guy?
Hey there.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don, on Mike's show.
What's the difference between a dumbass joke teller and a Mexican?
That would have made us laugh on Make Us Laugh.
Hello, Don, on Mike's show.
Yeah. This isn't an impression. This is really Shaggy.
Would you stop it, please? I thought I hung up on you.
If I find that dog, I'm going to speed bag his sack so hard that Scrappy Doo's going to feel it.
Scrappy Doo.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Was there a Scrappy Doo?
Yeah, there was. Yes. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is the guy I just called back with a joke. I'll give you my cell phone number. I didn't want to at first, but I'm willing to give you my cell phone number.
Now, which guy is this?
Dave from South Jersey.
Dave from South Jersey. Now, are you on a phone, though, where we can call you back?
Trouble.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Trouble.
All right.
Trouble.
Trouble on the trouble.
I don't disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree.
Wild trouble stuff.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Don.
Yeah.
This is Hector calling from your hacienda.
Hi, Hector.
The FAA man just left. He said the landing pad is not big enough for the helicopter.
Oh, no.
We need to move your house 20 feet.
You know, thank God it's raining. The guys aren't out there doing the bang, bang, bang.
So you didn't wake up with house vibrations today?
No, I did not. Absolutely not. Thank you, Hector.
Tell you, the rain didn't keep my bird away.
See you later.
Oh, the woodpecker?
Yeah. Noisy bird. Yeah, the bird.
You know?
Yeah.
The thing that Broyhill was telling you about?
Yeah, well, my life mirrors the life of Hank Kingsley.
I saw it.
Talking about his divorces on the Larry Sanders show.
I saw the episode on the West Coast Replay.
And then talking about the bird that's bothering him.
Oh, wow.
Hank, well, now, you don't have a look-around cafe.
No, I don't have a look-around cafe.
There was an episode of Larry Sanders where Hank is talking about his divorces.
Right.
And at one point, he's talking to Larry, and he says, and there's a bird outside my house that's driving me crazy.
Wow. Every morning. But this bird and I have become friends. I like this bird now. I really do. I truly,
bird?
I enjoy the bird's company. I like the bird.
Is it like a little starling? Got kind of like a purplish head,
and it's a little black bird, and he has no earthly reason for being on the window.
Look how excited Lisa got when you said it had a purplish head.
Yeah, it's got a purplish head.
Lisa. Yeah. Like that.
I know you do.
Yeah. Is it leaving fetters?
It leaves a lot of bird poop on the deck.
But no fetters?
No fetters at all. It's the bird's like a brother to me.
You got the joke guy's phone. So what's the deal with this joke guy?
Yeah, this is the guy who was on the payphone.
Yeah.
Called back, and then the second guy who you put on hold for me to get his number gave me a fake number.
All right,
so this is the first guy.
This is the first guy, and this is the number he's at. And he realizes if we don't laugh at the joke that we give out the number.
Correct.
All right.
Very good.
To be Dave from Jersey, right, Dave?
I'm here.
All right, Dave, we're ready now for your joke.
Okay, I got there with me. I got a real bad cold, so my voice is a little messed up.
You're trouble, Dave. You are trouble.
Okay, here we go. Why wouldn't the Catholic Church allow Mike Tyson to become a priest?
Why?
Because they're afraid they don't need another priest to try to eat the children.
All right, this guy's phone number is area code 856.
I have another one.
589. No, why bother? 9703.
What's that number again? Turn him down. What's that number again?
856-589-9703.
It's a shame he had a cold. That could have been so funny without the
name. Yeah, without the cold. And, you know, with the staggered delivery, too, and then the bad joke, which I believe was homemade.
Yeah, I believe so.
If you're calling long distance, the rates are better at night.
There you go. Late at night.
Yeah. You might have found that joke at the bottom of the 12th pack.
That's nasty.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Best regards.
Your new car have a big trunk?
Oh, is this Jorge?
Jorge.
I want to pack it full.
You want to pack Buzz's trunk? You'll have to talk to the new owner, Jorge.
No, of your new car.
New car? No, it's a very small trunk.
May we take a drive down the dirt highway?
No, not with you, Hector. Not with you, Jorge.
Not Hector. It's Jorge. Hector's the guy who's working at my house.
That's
Jorge's
right.
The guy who's in love with you, Buzz.
It's been so long. Yeah, go ahead, Carlos.
I only want to do lawn work for you, Buzz.
Yes, Chewy?
Trim your bushes.
Oh, wow. He's still got the hots for you, Buzz.
I guess so.
I could be your lawnmower man.
Well, I could use somebody to do my lawn work.
I would like to back around in your driveway.
Jorge always has wonderful things. Ever since it started, years ago with Brush Your Teeth with His Love.
That was the best.
Buzz, what kind of car did you get?
I got a Volkswagen, Jorge.
A Volkswagen?
Yes.
Is it a Beetle?
No, it's not a Beetle. It's a Passat.
Does it have reclining seats?
Yes, the seats do, I believe, recline.
If you take me driving, can we do 69?
No, we can't, and I'm not taking you driving.
Do you have a big joint gear stick?
There is a six shift, yes.
Big joint gear stick.
Anything else for Buzz, Jorge?
All right, Jorge.
Goodbye,
Jorge.
Good call.
Reclining.
My driveway is full.
That's the time reclining. Can we 69?
That's so funny. That is still good.
Can we 69?
In your car.
No, we can't.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
They want the 69?
It's you. On my show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Mike, I was wondering if you ever seen that movie Funny Farm with Chevy Chase. There's a little predator through the movie. Every morning he wakes up and he whistles to and whistles back. Finally gets pissed off one day and throws a hot cup of coffee on it.
Well, I like my bird.
Well, Sue, the first 4 or 5 days, and he said, screw you.
No,
I'm trying to piss him off.
No, it's been more than 5 days, and I like the bird. The bird and I have a nice relationship. And, you know, I don't understand why the bird is there, because there's no, like, food or bugs or anything. But the bird digs being out in front every single morning. And I left the bird some bread.
Hello. Don and Mike.
10s and 20s.
Yes.
Hello.
I want to speak to you about pleasure.
All right.
Today's the day after Thursday. Hi. Hi.
There's like three regulars this segment, and he was the last one.
I know. I got all excited when I heard some of the others.
Let me just say, I love the how you doing guy.
Yeah, he's funny.
I like Jorge. His calls are always great.
And very infrequent. You know, Jorge calls like once every couple of months.
Yeah.
You are never welcome on this
show. You're never welcome. You're simply annoying, and you're not funny.
Yeah, I know.
He knows.
Hello. Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Don. It's John from New Jersey.
Hi, John.
I wanted to ask you about that orgy show you were talking about.
Yeah,
I was wondering. You said Lisa's going. I wondered if she was going to participate in it.
Well, it's over now, right? Wasn't it last night or the night before?
Yeah. Lisa went, and she told me she had sex with, of course, exclusively with black guys.
Right. Yeah, unprotected.
Unprotected. She told me on my headphones, and Buzz, you heard it also.
She said tens of thousands.
Yeah. Tens of thousands at the Imperial Orgy up in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Tens of thousands of black men.
Where did she find the time?
A good time was had by all.
Hello, Donna Mike. Hello. Oh, all right, sorry. Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, this is Lesange. It means the monkey in French. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, good. Because I had a question for you.
What?
Who do you need? Who do you need?
Turn your radio down, please.
What the hell is the point of this call?
What are you doing, sir? What the hell is this?
I swear to God, it's okay. Listen to me, okay? Please. I've got nothing to do except call.
This is what you get when you just take live telephone calls.
And the bad callers are always having bad cell phones, too, so they're doing it from their cars.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I want to call up and try a joke.
No.
Now, when did this happen? No, this is not happening.
Stop.
No, we already proved our point with one guy. Please save yourself the time and trouble, sir.
Really?
Who is?
Oh, man. I'll give it a whirl.
Who was that yelling in the background?
People call me up.
Who was that yelling in the background?
I just had the radio.
You know what? I know the audience does love, like on a Friday, getting these phone numbers and being able to call the people. Hold on a second. Get the guy's number. We'll have one more.
Come on, man.
One more guy give it a shot.
Come on.
Because for a lot of people, this is a big weekend fun fest.
Activity. Yeah, and it's also a forum, and you know what better way to get your weekend started?
Because I know that there are some of our listeners, and I'll tell this to any prospective Jerry Seinfelds out there thinking about calling the show. There are some listeners who have told us that what they'll do is they get the phone number and they'll put it on the program on the computer that just keeps calling back over and over and over and over
That's
again.
Great. Yeah, I think we should point out that when you do call in, be prepared. That's it for your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to use it anymore.
A new one.
Yeah, you're going to have to change the number.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because our listeners, like, they'll call you for a couple of days, and then you'll think it'll be okay.
Yeah. And they'll hit the keyboard again, and you'll get them all night.
Yeah.
Like on a Wednesday when you think it's over.
God bless our listeners.
Absolutely.
Do we have the number for the guy? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
You're on the air.
I'm very, very good.
Oh, it's a Major Bill call.
Well, hello.
It's an awful
when did this turn into, like, on? Showtime at the Apollo? I'm not sure when this happened.
Star Search.
Goodbye.
Mighty.
Hey, why don't you come down, man? Neil.
I think you're right. It's the weekend, so everybody's trying out their material.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I got a song for Robbie.
Song for Robbie. All right, go.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We represent the Aryans here, the Aryans here, the Aryans here. We represent the Aryans here. And we welcome you to the fatherland.
All right, that was for Rob.
Save it for the meeting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to Star Search.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you guys on live in New York anymore or what?
Where you been or what?
Yeah, that would be the question. Or what? Are you calling from New York?
Yeah, right now. I'm listening to Vote Buddy Jeff R.D.
Yeah, right. Well, we're not doing that, obviously. We're doing a regular show. Just dial. You should just dial the station and ask them what's going on. We don't know.
I dialed them first and I got no answer.
All right. We don't know. Yeah, I agree. And we're sorry. Sorry about that.
Well, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Well,
all right. The guy who gave us his phone number, Nick from Philly,
yes,
is on the line. And
very good.
Again.
And I'd like to see somebody, somebody prove us wrong, but it never happens.
You understand the gist that if we don't laugh, and really we're ready to laugh.
What is the gist of it?
I'm ready to try from Philly. We love you guys down here.
The gist of it is Mike. If the guy,
if you get the gist of the joke,
if he makes us laugh, yeah.
Right?
I mean, if the joke's funny, then. You know, not only will we not give out his phone number, we'll give him a prize.
Excellent. Now, any one of us that laughs, does it count? Or
gotta be just you and I both have.
We
to
have
laugh.
To laugh.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you call a homo in a wheelchair?
What?
Roll aids.
All right, everybody, have fun this weekend.
No, no, no. Oh.
Yes, have fun this weekend. The guys.
Not fun at all, though?
Nope.
Little jerk me?
Nope. Like,
all right, guys, thanks for listening.
Pretty like in seventh grade. Although I don't think AIDS were around when I was in seventh grade, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Probably somewhere.
Heard it a while ago. You can call this guy all weekend and tell him what a dick he is at 215-317-2457. That's his cell phone. 215-317-2457. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you, guys.
Have a wonderful weekend. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
He was unfazed. Usually they are. The one they don't get it.
Don and Mike show until he gets like 3,000 calls.
Yeah. Hey, what's the deal, man?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddies.
Hi.
This is Mark up in Rochester.
Hi, Mark.
I'm not necessarily calling from the future because it's tape delay.
Right, we're on tape delay in Rochester, New York.
Uh-huh. Miss you guys live, but still get a chance to listen to you on the way home. This is my, I took a half day from school to give you guys a call.
What can we do for you?
I just want to say hi, what's up?
Well, you wasted that half day. You should have stayed in school.
Get an education.
Man, really, I mean, it's just the end of the school year. What do you have to take a half day for?
Mason summer school.
Summer school.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Do what James Brown says. Mm-hmm. Stay in school.
That's
you have a voice.
Get a good education.
Feist.
Join the rest of going back to school.
Everybody wants to be like James Brown, huh? Hey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, it's Kevin from Baltimore.
Hi, Kevin.
How you doing? Okay. Don, this is for you.
Yeah.
I took a poll amongst about 25 of my friends, and it was a 100% vote on all three. We all proofread. We all fold if needed. And we all love the milk at the bottom of the cereal.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
What is proofread?
I have no
checking
idea.
Checking the toilet paper.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And how did you know that?
I don't know. Well, it just fit in context.
I didn't get it.
You proofread. You all. And what was the second
he
one?
He folds. That's what gave
he
it
folds.
Away for me. Yeah.
And then he enjoys the milk at the end of the cereal.
Right. He was just saying that in his survey, everybody disagrees with Don on those points.
Those are three points that I've made over the years that I don't look.
What is the milk at the end of the cereal?
I've said this before,
mm-hmm.
Mike, and I'm surprised you don't know this. That
I should know. I should
the
have.
Owl of Donnie.
Right.
I'll give you a copy of the paperback.
Now
if I'm having a bowl of cereal,
mind Donnie.
When you get done with the cereal, you know when you got the leavens.
Yeah, like the cereal that's got all the sugar in it.
The
milk that's got all the sugar in it.
I don't drink it. I pour it out.
Oh my God!
That's wrong. That's
we've gross. Never had a really lengthy discussion about this, have we?
I think one day we did.
Yeah, we did.
Yes, rules to live by, Mike. Listen to this man.
Hi, this is James Brown, and you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown.
I do.
But my advice to them is the first, get a good education.
Yeah.
Then pursue a career.
That's right.
Yeah. Don't be a dropout.
Mm-hmm. Amen, James.
Join the rest of your friends that I headed back to school.
He really means that.
He does indeed.
We discussed cereal. Remember, we had that cereal guest in here that time. He had like a cereal website.
Yeah, with a cereal website.
Gone.
Yeah,
all right. I mean, so gone.
It's sad, you know, when a brain fills up, you have to let stuff out before stuff comes back.
No, I don't think it's a question of filling up. I think it's a question of being eaten away.
Hello, Don, on my show.
It's full.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Go on. Hey, are you going to be there on the 8th of July? Are you guys on the show? Live?
Are we doing the show live on July 8th? I believe we are, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That Monday
gonna,
the 8th? Yeah.
We're going to come and visit you guys. And I'm coming all the way from California.
Well, beautiful. Why are you coming to visit? I mean, we're excited, but why are you coming?
Dear listeners are getting together to support you.
What are you doing? What do you plan on doing when you come here?
Party, of course.
No, no.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, do you have something to sell? Do you have something to do? You're just a fan of the show coming to visit? What?
Just a fan of the show. What? We're all going to get together and support you.
Where are you from?
California.
What part of California are you from?
The beach.
No, no.
Central California.
Central.
Be more specific.
Where do you listen out of? What city?
KCAL.
Ah, that is both Mike and Rob were standing up ready to do the Sacramento dance.
No dance for me.
Do you say you're coming to the studio?
Well, and
who else?
You wouldn't let me come in, I'm sure.
Why? No, sure. Listen, if you're willing to travel all the way from KCAL is where? San Luis Obispo?
Louis, yes.
Okay, if you're willing to travel all the way from San Luis Obispo, California, to D.C. to see us, of course we'd let you come in.
Are you coming with girlfriends?
It's a bunch of us, guys and girls.
Well, we would
how many altogether?
You like girls more than boys.
Well, are you all hotties?
Of course.
Well, then, yeah, we'd let the girls.
Will you come in here and take your tops off?
If necessary.
It is necessary.
It is, yes.
Of course it is with you.
Yeah, so that would be a yes?
Yes.
All right, so we've just made a date.
Yeah.
July 8th.
July 8th. We'll see you.
We will see you.
We're looking forward to that. We will welcome you and come across the country and join us.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Hey, what's your name?
April.
April. All right, we got a date with April.
See you in July.
There you go.
Bye, baby.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Studio show of hands. How many think April's really coming? Oh, you raised your hand. You and Buzz raised your hand.
We want
Buzz
to believe.
Wait until you raised your hand.
No. We
you
want
did,
to
Buzz.
Believe.
That's like what happened in school. Nobody raised it, and you raised your hand. Buzz went.
I really thought Buzz waited to raise his hand until I raised mine.
You did like in school.
No, I didn't.
You did. I swear to God.
No, I did not.
I think she had a trusting sounding voice.
Rob, I guess we're the only ones.
Yeah, not only that, I don't think she's pretty.
No, I know she's not pretty.
I do.
No, and I
had the first hand.
There as well.
He raised his hand because I did.
You followed Buzz that time.
I'm looking out the window.
I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
Exactly. No, naturally.
Yeah, right.
Naturally.
No, I hope they do, but I know they won't.
No, I bet. I am going to put faith in our listeners.
Now, here's the deal. If you bet me, and we have a bet, then you'll sell it every day and remind me.
You know what?
If we say nothing more about
swear
it.
Swear to God. As of right now...
If we say nothing more about it, I'll bet you.
What do you want to bet? Now, Kim, I don't want to bet anything humiliating.
No, it's not big enough, and we've got our ear piercing for the end of the baseball season.
How about... I don't know. I'll make you cash?
Yeah, I can always use some cash. I'm a little light these days, though. Don't have the kind of reserves that I
make
used
with
recent events and all.
About a big wooden spoonful of dog food.
Oh.
Alpo?
Yeah.
Done.
Oh, done.
A mouth of dog food.
And
like sound phone.
I will not mention it again, nor will you.
Right.
Until the 8th. And if either of us mentions it.
Right.
The guy loses the bet.
That's it. Okay.
Good. Mm-hmm. Done.
And you know what else?
What?
How about this, too? If listeners call in, we'll delete it out.
Very good. You're a stand-up guy. That's a good bet. I will eat if they show up, I will eat a mouthful of dog food gratefully.
I am praying that these listeners show up.
You got to show.
See, now you're selling it.
Oh.
You're selling it now.
All right. See? All right. Okay, that's it.
There you
done.
Go. Okay.
Done. Over. I'm through with it.
You could get him in the door. You could.
No, I'm not going to say anything else. Mike.
Right. I'm just saying if it was a normal thing, we would have moved by, right? And so that's the best. You know how we move by that?
All right, you know what?
And then, hey, well, we never expected them to show.
All right, that's it. We moved by. We've made the bet.
Very good. We will
be right back. Please, please, please.
Topless, too.
Yes.
Or I don't eat.
Agreed.
Very good.
Agreed. We'll be right back.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
Attention all smokers. If you're serious about kicking the habit, if you want to quickly and safely...
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust you break?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fokker. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show. Official spokesman of the stupid, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We've got some poison going here. You might remember we had Brett Michaels on the show about a month and a half ago.
Yeah, he's been on the show a bunch of times. Good guy.
When they come to play D.C., Poison's coming here in the studio. They're going to do some songs for us, and we're going to give away, I think, front row seats and chance for you guys to go up on stage with Poison.
Very good.
Furthermore, next week, we're giving away a vacation to Hollywood to attend an exclusive end-of-tour party with Poison.
Wow.
At the Roxy.
All right.
And the deal is this. Poison's going to play a very small club. It's going to be taped by VH1. Then there's a party after the show.
How cool is that? That's fantastic.
And you get to go to the party.
Okay.
Trip is courtesy of VH1 Classic, the new 24-hour music network. Get your tickets to see Poison, Nissan Pavilion, Friday, July 12th. Also get them at NissanPavilion.com. So, if you like the Poison...
Hey, we're your Poison connection.
Yeah, the ladies like the Poison.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We like Poison.
They rock.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Hi.
Longtime fan. Been with you guys since AVA and then the changeover and all the time slots.
Right. Thank you. All the time slots.
All the time.
All the different time slots.
Yeah, always listening. Hey, guys, I was wondering if you could bring, well, with you guys doing all the best of, so I've kind of got nostalgic. I was wondering if you guys could do a Vibrator Olympics again.
Ah, no, sir, listen, please. Are you guys reading my mind? Really? Next week,
God bless you.
The return of the Vibrator Olympics.
You know, that is a wonderful thing. We haven't done in a long time.
Need it. With a new twist, though.
Oh, good.
With a new twist.
Naughty twist.
The girls will be using the vibrators.
Yeah.
Not just putting them up against the telephones.
Right.
Wow. Actually putting the phone down there.
There you go.
And using them.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust me. You know what, as a matter of fact...
That'll be a real Olympic competition. Mm-hmm.
Radio God.
As a matter of fact, this is I keep a prep sheet every day. I know the show sounds unscripted, but it's kind of like scripted unscriptedness. This is the one that I had from 2 days ago. Down here on the bottom, Mike, right there. Read what that one says right there. You see where I got the...
Give Mike less airtime.
No,
what the hell is that? Why are you writing that on the sheet?
No, come on, really.
Vibrator Olympics... And underneath that, use them. That's right there. I swear to God, sir. You just showed it to me.
Got it. It's coming back.
Great.
Absolutely.
Hey, Don.
That's one of the things that, you know, Mike and I decided after we were, you know, what we went through last time.
Right.
We're here. We're going to do the show that we want to do that we know you guys want to
do. We're going to do the show that, you know, we have fun with. And right. We've done some stuff in the past that we really always got a great response to. And it's going to be, you know, I like you putting the new twist on it, though. That'll be fascinating. We always enjoyed the Vibrator Olympics, one of the best things we've ever done on this show. And I'm looking forward to it.
A new twist.
Oh, that new twist will be great. So you'll hear it vibrate on the phone, and then you'll hear it go away. It'll go for all day.
All day. All right, my friend. We'll do that next week.
Hey, Don.
What?
I also go back to the old PGC days with you.
Yes.
And do you remember when you used to do the boogie check?
Yeah, that's where, if you don't know, that's where people would call me up and I would just hang up on them when I got bored of the
boogie check click.
Like I just did to that guy.
Right.
My kid is, in fact, Rob, I don't want to play the tape.
Here we go.
No, I don't want to play it.
Fine. Okay.
The old disc jockey tape. I mean,
boogie check, boogie check.
We don't have time today. Mike, it's Friday. And, yeah. Of course, all the new movies are opening this weekend. And I'll tell you something that both me and Mike got. It's a gift. A gift from God.
Right.
We can tell you the new movies opening this weekend, if they're any good or not. We can, in many cases, give you a synopsis of the plot and tell you whether you should spend your valuable 10 American dollars to go see the movies. Welcome to another edition of us reviewing movies that we have not seen.
Wow.
I got three that are in wide release this weekend.
You got that Matt Damon one, right?
Yeah, and you got the Nicolas Cage one.
Right.
And you got the Scooby-Doo.
Right. Want to go first?
Yeah, I want to go first. I'm trying to decide which one I want to go with.
Take the Nick Cage movie first.
Okay. All right. I guess we'll save Scooby-Doo for last.
Yeah. That'll be fine.
All right. Nick Cage movie is called Wind Talkers.
Wind Talkers.
Okay, 60 seconds. Put it on the clock. Yep. And go. Okay. Wind Talkers. Listen. No. I'm getting sick of Nicolas Cage. I don't know what it is about him. Saw him on Letterman. He's in this whole Elvis phase, which I'm not opposed to. He's dating Lisa Marie, and he's dressing in all black leather, and he's got the Elvis look happening. But I see this movie, and this is another. This all really started with Shaving Ryan's Privates, where we're going to get these war movies, and this is some war movie that has something to do with the engines and us. And I don't know if we're taking their land or they're taking our land, but. I see the Indians in the ads smoking peace pipe and saying, you know, they don't know what's going to hit them. And I see that. You know, why would you waste your time? So, and also it's got Christian Slater, who is just a load. Just a load. Okay. Out of time.
Wind Talkers. I'm an enormous...
Hold on, Mike. Hold on. You got to wait for the clock to reset.
Terribly sorry. 60 seconds coming up for me.
It's like a 10-second reset on the card.
Reviewing movies you haven't seen.
All right. And now, Wind Talkers by Mike O'Mara.
I am a student of World War II history, especially the Pacific Theater, which is the Japanese conflict. And the Wind Talkers were Navajo Indians that actually communicated with their native language in a code that the Japanese were... very, very significant in winning the war by, communicating our secret plans during the war so that the Japanese couldn't interpret what was going on. I think the story, that itself, makes me get into the theater because I'm curious about how that would work and how it was done. I like World War II epics, especially when it comes to the Japanese, and I like that part of World War II. I dig Nicolas Cage. He's made a lot of good movies. So I think if you like that kind of stuff, you're a war buff like I am, you like those kind of movies, go see this. And I think the story is fascinating. It's something that hasn't been told that happened during World War II. My father, who was over there, actually knew one of these guys, so I think this is very cool. So that's why I'm going to go see the movie with Nicolas Cage. I recommend Wind Talkers entirely, and it seems like for some reason that 60 seconds went just about 10 seconds longer than I wanted.
All right. Oh, there you go. All right, you can different.
Much more fun when you're ripping a movie apart.
Yeah. Here we go. We have the next movie. Oh, hold on. We have an update. A guy from Philly who told a joke on the show.
Okay.
Ed?
Yo.
Hi.
Mike.
Hi there.
I've talked to you guys. I've called you a couple times. I called you back that day to give you the report of how many people actually called.
Oh, you're a guy like a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, you gave out your number. How many calls did you get?
I ended up getting that day something in the range of 2,000-3,000, and then I got a couple more thousand that night. In the matter of... a minute or two after I gave out the number, my voicemail was flooded with close to 1,000 messages.
Wow.
987 messages.
Wow.
Funny.
This is a guy who gave out his phone number for a joke that wasn't funny.
Right.
You guys half chuckled.
Nah.
No.
We really didn't at all. But you're a stand-up guy to give out your phone number.
We're dying one of these times, really, Ed. We're dying just to have someone actually tell a decent joke.
Get a real decent joke. It'll be fantastic.
Well, the problem with mine was that you guys had to throw the punchline in. I didn't know the full length of the joke.
Well, whatever. What can we do for you now, Ed?
I just wanted to tell you that guy who called, you guys said that everybody has to change their number. I was lucky enough not to have to change my number.
Oh, of course you were.
Ed, every once in a while, I still get people.
Ed, I want to tell you what you've just done. You've just opened Pandora's box
Absolutely.
You've just opened
I have no problem with them calling me for one reason. Every time they call me, it costs them money. I have unlimited incoming calls.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Listen, I live in New Jersey, and I love your show. I listen to NEW all day, and you guys are on reruns. Why is that?
Yeah, we don't know.
The answer to that lies within the offices of WNEW.
Just
call.
They won't give me a straight answer.
Well, you know, I'm curious. If you've called, what have they said?
All right, I called, because when I called during...
Hold on, I have to delete that out.
It doesn't
matter when you called, what did the station say to you when you called?
They said, you're gonna have to ask Don and Mike, we don't know, that's what they say.
That's all right.
We can't do it, Mike.
Can't do it.
We can't say it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but,
I hope you guys get on another station up here in New York because I miss your show.
Well, we're on WNEW right now, and
we're on tape. Best of shows. Yeah. They're not getting the live show.
We're doing a show, and we wish that they would run it so you could hear it.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
It would be nice. Thank you, my friend.
I love you guys.
Boy, that's how. We can't
ask Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice turnaround.
Yeah, we can't. So, hey, we can't.
I know we can't.
Right.
All right. Shouldn't say that, though.
Mm-hmm. No, maybe I'll call up there after the show and see if we can, at least have something that is a little more. But, why would they say anything? We can't do this.
I know, but why would they say call us? Because they know that...
That's just not... I hope they're not saying that.
Like set a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Set the trap. Let's get back to the movies.
Back to the movies.
Very good. Back to the movies. Okay, the next movie is The Bourne Identity.
I'll go first on this one.
All right, go.
I think Matt Damon is a legitimate movie superstar. He's one of the, I like him a hell of a lot better than Ben Affleck, his buddy. And I think Matt Damon makes good movies. He makes good choices. And he does things like The Talented Mr. Ripley, which is kind of a psycho thriller, which I like. And that's what this movie is. I guess he plays some kind of spy that gets amnesia. And this movie looks really good. This movie's also got, I'm looking at a picture of her right now in the newspaper. This hottie named Franka Potente, is that the name, the way you pronounce her name?
Who knows?
She looks like one of those real super deluxe Italian hotties. Mm. But I like movies like this that are the serious side of the James Bond genre, where you have a little bit more of a believable plot, and I think this movie's going to be very, very strong. I like action, I like intrigue, and I think Matt Damon is a pretty decent actor, and I haven't grown tired of him yet, so go see The Bourne Identity. I don't think that's two in a row for me where I'm recommending them highly. I don't think you'll be disappointed in that.
Hold on, let me take a call here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, considering what's going on up at NEW, you guys are interested in subletting those apartments?
let me answer that by telling you this and draw what conclusions you will. No. The answer is no.
Very good.
We will maintain our New York residences.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Disseminate that information as you will.
Amen.
Bourne Identity, my turn.
Go ahead.
Well, The Bourne Identity by Don Geronimo. I am gay for Matt Damon, as I enjoy referring to him.
Hey, Damon, I came over to help you with your math homework.
Matt Damon.
Right.
I'm a big fan. He was great in Rounders. He was really good in Ocean's 11. Probably the best guy, I think, in Ocean's 11. I hate parroting what you said, but what makes me think this is going to be a good movie is exactly what you said,
right.
That it's James Bond without all the James Bond crap.
Right.
And I love the plot, and I understand is that he wakes up one day and he doesn't know nothing. He's like, he doesn't know who he is, he doesn't know where he is. All he knows is that, he knows
jujitsu and he knows how to fire guns, and he's got like a watch that can shoot acid all over the room, and it sounds great. Yeah, there you go.
That's
a positive.
Yeah.
Finally,
Scooby-Doo. Your turn.
Scooby-Doo. All right, is it reset? Are we ready? Here we go. Scooby-Doo by Don. Normally, I'm a big fan of any comic book that gets turned into a movie. However, I'm going to tell you why I hate, or a cartoon that gets turned into a movie. I'm going to tell you why this movie sucks ass and why you should not see it. Because Scooby-Doo is the mirror image of Dino Flintstone. When I went to see the movie The Flintstones, it was just like the cartoon, except for the goddamn computer-injected Jar Jar Binks-type Dino Flintstone. You know it's fake. You know it's fake. It doesn't look real. You know that they're standing there with a blue screen going, "Hi, Scooby, how are you?"
Right.
No, I say no. Don't give in to the peer pressure. Don't go see this movie. Scooby-Doo should be neutered and put down.
Craig.
All right. Let's take a call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, we're doing great.
Great, man. You guys are on a roll. This is hilarious. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Every time WYSP is mentioned since you guys came on the air, you give this little sly chuckle. Is there any reason to that? Are we getting ready to get screwed like New York is?
No, I don't believe so.
No?
I don't believe so.
All right, man. I just wanted to make sure, because if so, I got to rely on the one from Ocean City to on tape delay to hear you guys, and that means I won't be able to talk.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that.
No, don't worry. You know, that's just me saying something to someone somewhere else. There's nothing to know.
You guys are great. Before you guys even got on the story, I listened to you through the Southern Station in Delaware. I'm from Dover. You guys rock.
Thank you. Well, we're golden on YSP, at least until the next ratings come out.
No problem, man.
Thank you, my friend.
If it's up to me, you guys will have the highest ratings in the world.
Thank all you, right. Man.
Thank all you, guys. And now, Scooby-Doo by Mike.
Scooby-Doo by Mike O'Mara. I've said this again and again and again. I am so goddamn tired of the lack of creativity that comes out of Hollywood, where they cannot come up with anything original, and they rely on all their technical crap to puppet a little cartoon, which I didn't like anyway when I was a kid. And the only thing that's good about this movie is that guy that does play Shaggy looks exactly and sounds exactly like him. I saw him in a trailer. But I agree with Don about the computer-generated animation, which is just so goddamn phony. This would have been a better movie, really, even though he couldn't talk, with a real dog. They got a real Great Dane. I'm laughing. But they didn't do that. It's a Scooby-Doo. It's just no creativity. Nobody's writing original screenplays. Nobody's coming up with new character ideas so they can have 50 sequels of their own. What they're doing is relying on retreading this garbage, this pop culture crap that sucks beyond belief. And I think in order to go into that theater the first weekend, you got to be a moron.
All right, well, there you go, everybody. Let's see. We're split on Wind Talkers.
Yes.
Mike says yes. I say no. We agree on The Bourne Identity. We say that's the one to go see.
Pretty close to a rave on that one.
And we both agree that Scooby-Doo should be neutered, should be shot, and should be buried in a dog cemetery somewhere.
Yeah, you'll have to make your own decision on one of those movies, but on the two we agreed on, that's a lot. Bank on it.
There you go. So you're going to go see anything this weekend. Go to see Matt Damone.
Matt Damone, you will not be disappointed.
In The Bourne Identity.
Very good.
That's it. Here's a quick update on a guy who told the joke on the show this morning. This is Ryan from Wisconsin. Ryan.
John and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I just discovered you guys about a month ago, and I'm loving it.
Thanks.
The gentleman's voicemail box is full already, and it's not even, about a half hour or so?
There you go.
All right, thank you.
That's the way it works.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Thanks. See you later. Thanks for the update. That's, I bet that's Madison. Station 100X in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison.
We got a break. We'll be right back. Oh, a Friday favorite. Ooh. And really, really a favorite when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don,
Didn't you ever give anybody anything just for the pleasure of it? You know, something you didn't want anything in return for?
Sure. Just yesterday, I gave my friend Jimmy something.
Now, that's fine. What'd you get him?
A sock in the head.
I meant charity.
I didn't charge him nothing.
I meant something for the joy of giving.
I enjoyed it.
With a zero-tolerance policy for everything, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, two things before we get to the Friday favorite.
Yes, sir.
First, and this is not a done deal yet, so I can't really discuss it totally, but you know that Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth are going out on tour together.
Touring together, right? Right.
And I asked Mike during the break which Van Halen he likes better, the David Lee Roth or the Sammy Hagar Van Halen.
Always been a fan of the Sammy Hagar Van Halen.
Me too.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I thought
you like OU812, which is my favorite Van Halen album.
All right, so let's say that theoretically we were going to be given the chance to get involved with that concert exclusively.
Right.
And one of us was going to be able to get up on stage and introduce one of them.
Right.
And the other one would introduce the other one.
Right. I'd give you that one. I'd give you that nugget. No problem at all.
You'd give me Hagar and you'd take Roth?
Absolutely. I think David Lee Roth. I respect David Lee Roth's work with Van Halen, too, because, I mean, he pioneered that sound that they had, and I think they're, you know, we actually might be in the minority with being the Hagar fans, because I think more people than not like the David Lee Roth, the original Van Halen song.
Well, that's something that they're working on behind the scenes, but...
And I mean, you know, they got some great songs with David Lee Roth, and I like David Lee Roth as a, as a guy. He's a funny dude. He's funny. He's very funny.
So just file that one away.
Yeah, I'll let you do the Hagar.
That's something that they come to us, the promotions people said, I guess it's a secret, but, it's not a secret.
You'll probably be able to get out of there earlier, too.
I know. You know what? They flip a coin every night to decide who goes on first.
Oh, they
first.
Do? Okay, very cool.
And now this I did want to just share with you. Very interesting. Today, the monthly ratings from New York came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Excellent.
For WNEW. And the Don and Mike Show is up.
Really? Very good.
Yes. And this incidentally, is pre... skirmish.
Pre-battle.
Okay. Yes. 0.8 was the old rating.
Mm-hmm.
Up to a 1.1.
Slow, but progress.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Men 18 plus, 1.5 to 1.8.
All right.
Persons 18 plus, 0.8 to 1.1. Adults 25 to 54, 0.8 to 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
Persons 18 to 34, 1.5 to 2.0.
Well, it looks like we've got growth in every area.
Yeah. So, sure does look to me like has some growth.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, yeah, so it's only a 1-1,
yeah.
but it ain't a 0.8.
Yeah, nice to crack that one barrier, which we haven't done yet.
That's great.
Yeah,
it sounds funny to say that, but hey, it is significant.
Really, in every single demographic I'm looking at here, 12 plus, men 18 plus, persons 18 plus, persons 25, 54, and persons 18 to 34, we're up.
Unanimous. That's a good thing.
Up everywhere.
Interesting.
File that away.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
All right. That's what I had for you. The New York ratings came out today, the monthly ratings.
Very good.
Interesting. Just the monthly Arbitrend. And, yeah, that's interesting. Very interesting. Okay.
Sure is. It sure is.
Okay. You know who to send those numbers off to, Rob.
I do.
Make it happen, please.
Very good.
And now a Friday. A Friday favorite.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
All right.
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
It's been a long time since this guy has joined us, and I could not be...
Oh, yeah, it is fine. New studio.